Hi, everybody. Valerie McSorley here, executive producer of this year's Call Center Campus. And I'm delighted to have the chance to sit down with Jim Ayoub and Melissa Wood. They are our presenting sponsors of this amazing event we have put together. And they are also our day one keynote speakers. So they're going to join us at the beautiful Wigwam Resort just outside of Phoenix. The space is unbelievable. It's a retreat in itself. And fits the perfect theme of Desert Oasis because leaders need a chance to just take a break, take a stop. Oasis is our places where historically people came together to share new ideas, to take a little bit of a respite, and to be engaged with all kinds of new ideas and information and networking, which is what we're going to do at Call Center Campus in a few weeks. It's coming up fast.
Yeah.
May 17th to 20th. So, you know, I charged Jim and Melissa with coming up with a keynote around what leaders are feeling right now in the space. So I'm so excited. You, of course, everything you did, you nailed it. And they're going to be talking about the prickly truths, the prickly truths of leadership right now in the age of AI.
The leadership piece is my passion. I love building leaders. I have dedicated my entire life to it. And I feel confident. There's many ways to go about leadership, but I have seen some behavioral patterns that work. And I want to share that with the Benchmark Portal team and with Valerie at the Wigwam Resort. And I want to share it with you guys when you come in. I know that I have something that can help you to be successful. And I'm not going to leave you empty-handed. Jim and I are not going to do that. We're creating right now a digital toolkit so that you can have some things when you leave, right?
Awesome.
So this is not your ordinary. Anytime you take Jim Ayoub and put him in front of a crowd, you're not ordinary. It's not going to be ordinary.
I can say I work on these things 6, 9, 12 months out. Jim Ayoub takes the stage. I don't even know what's happening.
No.
And this is like my baby. Yeah. I have to like buckle up my seatbelt. Here comes
Jim.
That's enough. What's going to happen?
That's
the fun. I mean, that's like, okay, where are we going to go?
Gosh.
Something a little bit different. This is not only my life coach. She is our Dean of Leadership Development, like I said earlier. I'm just so excited because I do believe the reality is 90% of these AI companies are failing within the first year, which we're going to talk about. I'm going to show some real numbers, real Fortune 500 customers that I have who actually saved money. But it's not just from the technology. Yeah. It's about having your leadership ready. Because that's really what we're going to do. I'm also going to be bringing in what the vendors will all hate me about, but I'm going to show you 4 or 5 questions to ask them, which will make them run. Because I do believe in my heart that a lot of these people who built these tools never took a call a day in their life, have no idea how to run a contact center, and they're solving problems. They're just not call center problems. I think within 20 minutes of the questions that I'm going to arm our people, our audience with, you'll be able to know immediately if you're talking to a partner or just a vendor. And I say all the time, I'm not here to pitch or to close. Melissa and I are here to talk about an honest conversation about where we are and how to prepare your leadership to be prepared for this augmentation of AI, which is the big buzzword. I can't wait to hear my friend Melissa talk about the prickly truths, because it's not a name that she would nor a word she would normally have in her vocabulary. But since it's a cactus, I think there's no surprises that people are going to be having some fun with.
Yeah, lots of fun with. That's important to me, Jim. Like I understand that people just want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear a lot of words. They want to hear the truth. And so it's going to be there. It's going to be in Arizona. And sometimes the truth is hard to hear, but it's the truth.
It is.
So that's where the truth is going to be. The truth is going to be at the Wigwam in Arizona. I'm not a saleswoman. I've never have been. I'm just going to be there because my good friend Jim asked me to be. And I'm going to be telling you some truths about leadership, not just for the teams that you lead, but for you personally and professionally. So if you want to grow, or you want to stay prickly, that's up to you. I'm going to give the truth.
I think it's really important because what I love about what I'm hearing from a blend of both of you is sometimes folks they're so overwhelmed because every AI vendor is coming at them like lightning speed with a system that's going to change everything, that's going to fix every problem. You're not going to just turn on their new system and have excellence like just spit out. It doesn't work like that. And they don't know the questions that they're asked, and they're very overwhelmed in the process. And the back end isn't ready to merge with all these pieces. So you've got to have so many more people at the table to make these decisions. And I think leaders need that sort of reality check about what should I be asking? Where are my blind spots? I know what we need, but how does this all fit together? And that's where I think that's this like real straight talk about what you should be asking, what answers are not acceptable. What if you hear an answer, what's a red flag? Like, I'm sure, because I've seen Jim do things just like this all the time. Like, if they say, if you even hear an inkling of that, run.
Yeah.
Well, and you have,
go ahead, Jim.
It's pretty amazing because I've been in events for decades, as y'all, both of you know. And you're right. Some people are going by what the book says to say. And I've never been accused of that because I'm usually in the first 15 minutes offend half of the crowd. And then usually the other half is towards the end. But I really believe our industry misses that because it is all smoke and mirrors, right? It's new. These people, you know, when you talk about AI, it's a loaded word. My kids are using it. Now, the interesting part, by the way, my daughter's going to law school, unable to use AI, which makes me impressive, right? Makes it a very impressive thing. But I think what you're going to hear is things you can take away. I look today, based when I started my career as an agent, I was reading books. I didn't have mentors. People didn't tell me the truth. I think the truth is going to make a big difference. And that's I'm a firm believer in. And plus, I'm very passionate about what I do in AI and what I do in quality and customer experience. But I also like to have fun while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And when you have fun, you know, we know that people are going to remember about 10% of what we talk about. So the 10% will be fun for sure, which will be really good takeaways that you can start using when you get back to your office. And then when you get back to your boss's office and you spend all that money on the drinks, you at least have something we can say, look what I learned.
But that's just it. It's those tangible takeaways. That's why we go to events like this. Like we want people to bring the tough questions. We've put together an amazing lineup over the course of a few days and designed it intentionally for people to bring their conversations. It's amazing to listen to leaders. But I think the number one thing where you get value in attending events like this is talking with your peers. What's working? What's not? Have you tried this?
Yeah.
You know, leaders can walk away with sort of two things. They can walk away with the confidence that what they're doing is correct and they're on the right track, or they could come up with another way to solve the same problem that was going to save them a lot of time and money because there's others that are in the field. And there's something really nice about being in a room full of your peers where you are all dealing with the same issues, because a lot of people feel like they're doing this in isolation.
Right.
And no one succeeds in isolation.
No, that's right. And, you know, I want to be really clear so that you can, so if anyone listening can kind of get an understanding of what you're going to get from Gemini. Gemini, that is not an AI tool. That's Jim and I. So you're going to get a little crazy, that we're going to have a lot of fun, but Jim's going to give you some truth questions to ask vendors. And I'm going to give you four ways that you can get your leadership team ready, right? Plus more. Okay. So you're going to get that. We promise.
Yep.
You're going to have those things. So
practical.
Yeah. And you're going to get a lot of banter back and forth between Jim and I. It may be almost a comedy show. So we've been at these events before and they're kind of a snore fest, and you've got us going early in the morning, maybe at coffee time, Valerie.
Oh, that'd be great.
We're ready for it. We're ready.
Yeah, coffee, because I'm known for my videos. This one's a good one.
Well, I'm going to have to see a sneak peek of this video before we all meet up in Phoenix. I got to make sure it goes with your warm-up, your walk-up music.
Okay, good deal. We'll do that. Yeah. We'll definitely do that.
Keep that to yourself. But I also heard you've been dropping some hints around your giveaways too, which you haven't told me yet, but you've been dropping a little bit of breadcrumbs around that you've got some really good giveaways.
We always have good giveaways. I'm known for the kitchen utensils.
Yes. I
tied it all together. So for the people who know the pizza cutter, which is a famous one, Val, do you have the pizza cutter? Because I have some I'm going to bring you if you don't have the pizza cutter.
Love one. I'm going to bring the pizza cutter
for you. But this is going to tie all of the food that I love so much together on this giveaway.
If you're a foodie, if you don't even care about AI and you don't care about the leadership part of it, you got to come because Jim is like a master chef and you need to come get recipes and hints from Jim on food. I do want to say I've had the best steak I have ever had at his house. And I've had a multitude of steaks in my lifetime. So I'm excited. I don't know what this giveaway is, Valerie. So I have no idea what we're going to be showing up with.
We have some good giveaways going on, but this is exciting. I remember last time I was in Austin, I was supposed to get lessons in making sushi in San Antonio. Yes. And that the travel plans fell apart. But that I have that on my list at some point.
You're more than welcome to come to the house because we were talking about sushi. I haven't made sushi recently because when I make sushi, Kelsey yells at me because I make it for like 60 people and there's only two of us eat it. No, I need friends like you to come in.
Well, we'll bring lots of friends. We'll bring lots of friends. We'll have to figure out a new signature cocktail for you in Phoenix as well.
Okay.
All right, guys. Well, we can't wait to see you May 17th through the 20th. It's going to be great. Reach out. We have lots of great things coming up. We are actually filling up pretty fast. So We're getting down to the wire. The room block is expiring this weekend. So people are, you know, when everybody kind of picks their head up and say, oh, it's really happening. I got to get registered. I got to get signed up. We've got all that flutter going on, which is exciting. But this is going to be, I think, the best one yet. Great venue, great speakers. And we're so grateful for your generosity and your awesome support. And I can't wait to learn from you.
Thank you. We can't wait to it either.
Thank you for having us, Valerie. Thank you for
having me.
I'm excited to meet you in person.
Same. I can't wait.
I'm not bartending at this event, am I? I just want to make sure I bring my right stuff.
You what?
Do I have to bartend at this event like I did in Austin, or you think we're good?
We're not supposed to talk about that anymore. That's one of my top five conference experiences, but we're not supposed to talk about that anymore.
Okay.
You know, I know who I'm going to if I run into trouble, though.
There you go. Sure. You got it.
All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Valerie. Bye, Jim.